This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
Let's move it along, turn attention to other matters now. The Office of the Military Ombud says that it has finalized 70% of the 56 complaints lodged by members of the public regarding the conduct of members of the South African National Defence Force deployed to enforce COVID-19 lockdown regulations. Now, this is the highest number of cases that have been brought by the public against the soldiers in a single year since the establishment of the Military Ombuds Office in 2012. The complaints ranged from allegations of assault, damage to property, use of excessive force, and the general heavy-handedness by soldiers when enforcing lockdown regulations. I've got on the line with us the military or the SA military ombud, that is Lieutenant General Vusumuzi Masondo. General Masondo, good morning and thank you for joining us.
Morning to you, sir.
Yes.
When we speak for inviting me.
Absolutely. When you speak of 70% of cases that have been finalized, what does that what does finalized mean?
Yeah, well, when we speak of 70% finalized, it's finalized in different categories. You know, there are those that were dismissed because of a limitation on jurisdiction. There are those that were dismissed which didn't provide sufficient facts to prove the occurrence of an incident. And others have been referred to other institutions. That is those that doesn't fall within our jurisdiction, and therefore there are those that were upheld and those that were actually resolved through alternative dispute resolution.
How many of these cases have actually resulted in sanctions?
You see, the only the ones that were finalized, I would say we can speak about, two, you know. But the ones that, the ones that actually are under investigation, the 17, you know, those are the ones that are likely to lead to some sanctions, yes.
Let's talk about those that have that were dismissed for lack of evidence. What would that have entailed? When you say a lack of evidence, what would be applicable in those cases? What would that mean?
You see, somebody would allege that was assaulted by the soldiers, you know, and provide witnesses, you know. And unfortunately, the witnesses wouldn't be able to corroborate this story or would say contradictory things to what is actually put across to us, you know. So in such instances, therefore, you know, there's no conclusive evidence that the act actually occurred.
I know that some of there has been cases where a member was actually a case was finalized and somebody was found guilty on the basis of video evidence that was presented in that case. Have you had that? Is that something that has been helpful in finalizing some of these cases where people present you with video evidence, especially in cases where people don't remember the name of the member of the Defence Force that was guilty of such an offence?
Yeah, actually, those cases have actually helped us a lot. You know, for instance, where they were able to take the registration numbers of the vehicles involved, even though they were not able to identify the culprits by name. You know, so that actually helps a lot. But there are others where people simply send us a video which does not say where the incident happened, what time, and all that. So then it's difficult to actually follow up and, you know. Because if people don't then state where the incident happened, it's difficult then, you know, to investigate.
In those cases where, you know, the matter was dismissed because of a lack of evidence, is there still an option to revisit the matter in term if more evidence does come to light?
No, definitely yes. If evidence is provided, then we will reopen the investigation, you know, and take into account the new evidence that is being provided.
In terms of identifying members who are, you know, alleged to have committed various offences, though, I mean, it seems to me that that is quite difficult because in most of these cases where you are dealing with cases of abuse, you are unlikely to get an officer readily identifying themselves. So if I myself don't happen to see his name tag, I've got no hope of getting him to identify himself, especially where he's being abusive or breaking the law.
Yeah. You know, the Defense Force is a very organized institution. When it deploys in an area, there is a commander, a non-commander who's in charge of those soldiers there. And if they have to deploy into smaller numbers, the commander would know, you know. And therefore, if you say the soldiers were deployed in this area or these streets and all, then the commander would know who are those who were deployed in that area. And then, you know, you zoom into a smaller group of people and perhaps then through that you can be able to finally determine who was actually involved.
Now, are there still members who are deployed out there who are, you know, supporting the police in the enforcement of these lockdown regulations?
Currently, I don't think so. Currently, I think the soldiers have been withdrawn, you know, especially with the levels of lockdown having gone down, you know.
Okay, we'll leave it there. That's Lieutenant General Vusumuzi Masondo. He's the South African military ombud. I appreciate your time.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
So there you go. They say that 70% of cases that were reported to the military ombud have been finalized. There have been a number of complaints by the sound of it that were dismissed. As I said, 70% of the 56 complaints were settled, but some were basically had to be thrown out because there was a lack of, they were dismissed due to a lack of evidence. There apparently are still some matters. I think we heard only two cases that ended up in sanctions. It seems it's a mission impossible there to get, it sounds difficult to get justice, especially where you're supposed to produce evidence. What kind of evidence do you produce in the absence of video evidence where it's your word against that soldier's word and you don't even have their name in most cases? I don't know. Wonder what people would make of that.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.